Upstate Medical University in Syracuse has opened its cord blood bank, only the second facility of its kind in the state. Blood from umbilical cords is processed for stem cells, which can treat cancer and other diseases. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the bank is open for public and private use.
Nicole Moore is the first mother to donate her son Jackson's umbilical cord blood to the Upstate Cord Blood Bank.
It was really a simple, pain-free experience that we hope will be able to help somebody in the future. You know, and it's pretty neat. We are proud that our first act as a family was being able to give back.
State Senator John DeFrancisco says it took years to secure the funding and state approvals to open the building. In addition to the public bank, a family can store their child's cord blood privately for a fee.
The income from that will help in part to try to keep this bank going so the public has their component, which again is the most important.
Upstate President Dr. Danielle LaRocca Arena says Upstate is reaching out to other hospitals.
That's what we're working out. There's agreements, obviously, that needs to happen between the cord blood and the hospital. But yes, St. Joe's, Kraus, and also extending outside of the Syracuse area. So that's what we're working on.
The $15 million facility can store more than 14,000 units of cord blood in its cryogenic containers. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.